Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tammy. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Happy Valentine's Day, Tammy.
Ma'am?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too, my dear.
You know what day it was?
Hey, listen, yes, I did, really. Okay. Yes.
I'm trying to find out if I'm eligible to file a claim. I had a business for 23 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was paid by the business. And we had to close it December 23rd due to, of course, the COVID and economy and just one thing after the other. And so anyway, we had to close. So I'm trying to find out if I'm eligible to file a claim for any benefits.
Okay, you know what? The best thing we can do is go ahead and file it, and then you'll know. I can't tell you the decision that they will make, but I know we can file it, and then you can see. You'll receive a letter or something and let you know. And then also, if you get a pencil, piece of paper and a pencil, it's going to be a couple of numbers at the end of our session that I will give you, and that will set you, you know, more on which way to go.
Okay, that'd be great.
So is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull you up. And can I get your social, please?
Sure, 419.
419.
60.
60.
5258.
5258. I have 419-60-5258.
That's correct.
Okay. Would you please verify your name for me?
Judy C. Tatum, T-A-T-U-M.
Yes, ma'am. And can I please, Miss Judy, have your date of birth?
June 21st, 1946.
Yes, ma'am. And can I please have a mother's maiden name?
Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
You got it. Okay. Now hit file claim button and submit, and let's see. I got you. Okay. I did verify your birth date. Female, you are a U.S. citizen. You don't have any difficulty speaking, reading, or writing. English is your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. All right. If you are approved for benefit, Miss Judy, would you like direct deposit or the benefit card?
Direct deposit.
Okay, with that, Ms. Judy, I'm going to need checking or savings, and I would need a routing number and account number.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I think first I have to find my purse.
Okay, and it's going to be checking or savings?
It's a checking.
Okay.
Okay. The routing number is...
Yes, ma'am.
062-206-512.
I have routing number 062-206-512.
Yes.
And can I have your account number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 1-000...
Mm-hmm.
648-508.
I have 1-000-648-508.
That's correct.
Thank you. Okay. Could you verify your address?
Physical or mailing?
Okay. On here, I show P.O. Box 2261. Orange Beach, Alabama, 36561. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Primary phone number I have is 251-747-5744.
That's correct.
Thank you. Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Credit and collection service, office sales and service, R&E Food, or Sonotrack, or none of the above?
Credit and collection service.
Based on your based on your background, in what county is 1196 Dunlap Meadows? Coosa, Crenshaw, Fayette, or Marion? Or none of the above?
Say that again, dear. I didn't understand your question.
Based on your background, in what county is 1196 Dunlap Meadows? Coosa, Crenshaw, Fayette, or Marion? Or none of the above?
No, I've never heard of that address.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 2001 Saturn Series, 2005 Volkswagen, 2008 Buick LaCrosse, or a 2011 Nissan Rouge, or none of the above?
The 2011 Nissan.
Thank you. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. I know
what you mean. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification, which is a trade? You know how you go to trade for trades?
No.
Mm-mm. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, not disaster, no.
Okay. What was your last day of work?
12/23/21.
I have 12/23/21. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Not anymore.
Okay. So the question is, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. So
no.
You didn't work for yourself, own a business?
Well, I did up until December 23rd.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to say, do you work for yourself, own a business? Yes. Okay. And then I would like to know, what business was it?
Sweet Dreams, Inc.
Sweet
Dreams,
Inc. INC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you worked, I'm going to say worked. That was yours, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Claimants. B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Are you currently working on solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, neither.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I can't work night shift.
Okay. Okay, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
One way, 10 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay, so did your employer give you a definite date to return to work? No. Because you are your employer. Okay. And your job title was? What was your job title?
President.
Ma'am?
President Corporation.
Okay, what did you do? What did you do?
It was a bath and body shop.
Oh, okay.
Sweet Dreams Inc.
Okay.
Incorporated. We had it for 23 years.
Oh, Lord. Okay. This thing is, see, I'm trying to find, I have to find something in here to, but you know what? And what was it? So it's called Sweet, what?
Sweet, S-W-E-E-T, Dreams, D-R-E-A-M-S.
D-R-E-A-M-S.
Incorporated.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to have to add that in because it's not. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to have to add you in. So what I have to do, go back and add. Okay, next. It was a, see, you're not in here, so. Sweet Dreams Incorporation, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Okay, I got it in here now, and this is what we got. Okay. And your phone number for your business?
It was 251-981-981-8188.
Okay. 8188. I have 251-981-8188.
Yes,
and could I have the employment start date?
January 1999.
Okay, beginning, middle of the end of January.
It was January 20th, I think.
Okay. 1999?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have 1/20/1999 and the last date that it worked.
12/23/2021.
12/23/2021. Okay, hold on. What city and state work was performed in? Where did you have it at?
Orange Beach, Alabama.
Okay. And did yourself get vacation sick or holiday pay? None of that, huh?
No.
Okay. And I know, you're right. You're the last employer, yes, yes. Because, see, when it comes down to this, is this your separating employer? Yes. And why are you no longer working, it says? And we're going to say lack of work, correct, or what? It says quit, discharge, other, or lack of work.
Business closed, I guess, lack of work. Lack
okay,
of
you know what? We can, let me see, I have one in here that said business, company closed, sold out. Okay. Because when they call you, they will get in touch with you. So what we did, ma'am, you're doing a benefit card. No, you're doing your bank account for your money to come in, or you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you did. Okay, okay. Okay, so what we're going to do, the following instructions and telephone numbers are important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims. The employment claim we just finished registers you for work at the Alabama Career Center. Where is your home at now, you said?
Orange Beach, Alabama.
Okay. And there is that. How far? I have never heard it. How far from Montgomery are you?
Oh, about 3 hours south.
Okay. In your hometown, do you have an employment office?
I think the closest one is about Foley, Alabama.
How far is that?
15 miles.
Okay. I hate this, but what you're going to have to do is go into the employment office, and you're going to have to let them know that it's called a career center. It's in the employment office, they have a thing called a career center where you need to go, and you need to update an online resume for you, because you are your own business and you're the owner per se. And you do that, because it's going to have you saying that now you need to be available to work, actively seek full-time work each week. You're going to still be able to call in your claim every week. You can call your claim in Saturday, Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on a Friday. You cannot call it in on a Saturday. This number that you're talking through me on, you can call this number each Monday and claim your claim. Make your claim. You'll get somebody, and you can still, ma'am, you can make your employment claim.
Yeah, but it's only on Monday you can call?
Ma'am?
You can only call on Monday?
No. Okay, because Sunday we're not here. So, you can do it Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on a Friday. Monday is best. You know, you can call on Monday because you'll speak to a live person. Now, you can call Mondays. Call every Monday, and they got the same questions I asked you. Is basically that's what they're gonna, you know, ask you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to go to the employment office in your town or close town, and you need to register with the career center. And when you can register with them, when you go in there and you tell them, say, I have applied for unemployment with my business, and so now I was told I need to come in and update my resume. They're going to take you through and show you what to do.
Okay.
And then, yes, ma'am. And then once you do that, every week, don't fail, don't stop. You go ahead and file your claim every week. And like I say, you have Monday through Friday. So you can call that number that you called today, and you can file your claim every week.
Okay.
You know?
That's it.
And then what they're, ma'am.
The number I called you on was 1-866-234-5382.
Yes, ma'am. And you call that number, and you call this number every week. And that way, I'm not sure if they have anybody in the office on Sundays. I'm not sure. Now, you can try, but if not, you just call it on Monday, like you did today. And let them know I want to file, and they're going to let you file, but you're going to have to go into the career center, and you're going to have to, ma'am.
Kenny, will I have to go to the career center before I make the phone call?
Yes, ma'am. You need to do that so that when they see that they're going to ask you again, have you registered? And then you'll be like, yes, I have updated my online resume. See, and you've already done that. That you'll get that out the way. You get that out the way, and you do that. And it also states it will be like you must be able to work and actively seeking full time work each week that you claim. So, and you may have a question like, "Would have you look for work today?" Yes, but you know, and what was your results? Not hiring. You know, something like that. But you do your claims yes, you can call them in and see next week you do another claim. Because today, we did your claim today.
Mm-hmm.
See, I did your claim today. In the mail, you'll get an information book, and it's going to explain to you everything that we went over today. And it give you a little more detail. It's going to give you a little more detail. And you should get that booklet within 7 days of today. So you look for that one, Miss Judy. And but make sure you go into the career center and go ahead and let them know that, look, I'm filing unemployment and I need to go ahead and do my
okay. Do you have any what their hours would be?
I do not. I surely don't. Mm-mm.
Okay,
Because it's different from state to state. I'm in Montgomery. See, and it's because here they close at 4 here in Montgomery. So I don't know how they're doing now.
It would be listed at the Alabama Career Center.
Yes, ma'am. Well, really, it's in your employment office. It should be in the employment office because here in Montgomery, it's in the employment office.
Okay. Well, I'll find it.
Yes, ma'am. And, you go ahead and let them know. Say, I applied for my unemployment, and I have to come in and update my online resume. And then, you know, they will help you. You know, let them know, hey, this is my first time doing this. I need help. And they'll help you.
Okay.
And then each week you call this number that you call today. Because, see, you won't do another one till next week. So next Monday, you call in again.
All right. Tammy, you don't give me a claim number now, do you?
No, ma'am. You don't get You just go by your social and your name.
Okay.
Your name, your claiming, your name and your social is what they have.
Okay. Is there anything I need to do?
No more than wait to call your claim in Monday and go to the career center and get your thing done. Go to the career center and get your update on your online resume, on your resume. Because other than that, that's it. That's the easy. And that's why I stress with people. Go ahead. If you get up in the morning, you go ahead to the career center and get that out the way. See, you already have that because they're going to give you paper showing that you've done it. And once you've done that, and then that's it. And every week, you just remember on Monday to call in your claim. That's it.
I'll do that every Monday.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You do the same. Oh, you know, well, I can't even get into that like that because I'm diabetic, number one, and then I had a brain aneurysm, so look at God, I'm still here, you know.
Pleasure.
Yep, I'm still here, so everything is good, but I want you to make sure you do, make sure you go to that career center.
Okay, I will, Tammy. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day now, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.